This is 5 Minute Friday!
Welcome everyone to the School of Greatness today. I hope you're having an amazing day. We've got JP Sears in the house, and he is known for his hilarious videos on YouTube and Facebook called Awaken with JP. He is a holistic coach, practitioner, hundreds of millions of views all over the place online, and they continue to just blow up.
Your entire life you've been told to save, but has anyone helped you figure out how to spend? With Fidelity Income Planning, get help creating a personalized plan for cash flow even when you're not working. One that includes your 401k and all your other accounts. Make informed decisions that best fit your life ahead, whether one-on-one or through our planning tools. Learn more at fidelity.com/income planning. Advisory services provided by Fidelity Personal and Workplace Advisors LLC for a fee. Brokerage services by Fidelity Brokerage Services LLC.
Save big money and start your spring project with help from Menards. We offer a huge selection of body plants, veggies, and herbs to plant at home and grow yourself. Right now, all 4.5-inch body plants are on sale through May 5th. Head to the Menards Garden Center to get your garden growing and check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
I think our growth and happiness is also related to our willingness to be afraid in stepping into the unknown, into mystery, because growth doesn't happen in our comfort zone. It happens in our uncomfortable zone, the mystery of it. And I think it's human nature to be afraid of the unknown, but it's kind of like, wow, if I'm not willing to be afraid and go forward anyway, then I can't grow. And if I can't grow, I can't be happy. So I think it's paradoxical. A willingness to be afraid is directly proportional to the amount of happiness we can get. And I think a lot of us are too afraid to be afraid. So it's like we're afraid squared. We're afraid to be afraid, so we don't move. But I think true courage, which equals growth, which equals happiness, true courage is, I am afraid, and I'm the warrior going forward anyway. I think archetypally, the warrior is not fearless. I think that is just a fairy tale BS myth. Right. I think the warrior is the one who's connected to his or her heart and feels the fear, yet has the courage to do his or her task anyway, to hear the call to quest and abide by the mission.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be scary going into battle, you know, with other people like charging you with guns and knives.
For sure, and especially a lot of those guns and knives that are charging us come from our own freaking psyche.
With inside.
Self-doubt,
yeah.
Inner critic.
Man,
I love that. Infinity is always bigger than we think it is, and I think infinity is the capacity we have to grow. And I know that sounds a little cliche and airy-fairy and abstract, yet I think it's freaking true. And to me, yeah, it's so inspiring to not play it safe in life. And I think one of the great curses that someone with success could have is, wow, this has worked for me, so I'm going to keep doing exclusively what has worked for me. But there's no risk in that. There's no growth. And is there happiness?
There's comfort.
There's comfort for sure. Mm-hmm. And from my delusional point of view, I think a lot of people, when they're talking about like their pursuit of happiness, they're saying the word happiness, but they're not talking about happiness. I think they're talking about comfort. I think the direction a lot of people take when they're quote-unquote pursuing happiness, they're pointed towards comfort. They're trying to achieve a sense of comfort.
Or acquire something, right? They're trying to achieve or acquire a certain sense of money or freedom or something. They're trying to have it.
For sure.
And then they'll be happy.
But playing it safe for the comfort, for the status, acquiring, it's like, wow. I think that's the repel of a great life, even though it's what we create. I think self-preservation, we want safety. Self-realization, we want risk. Safety equals death of our self-realization, and safety equals life of our self-preservation. But I think the purpose of life isn't to survive life. I think the purpose of life is to live life. And I think that if we're not willing to scare ourselves to death, then paradoxically, we cannot live our life. We'll survive our life at best,
yeah.
But maybe not even that.
That's powerful.
At Metro, get an iPhone 12 with 5G and a dual camera system for $99.99. Take amazing pictures and share them instantly. And don't put up with life's yada yada.
Yada yada.
Like photo bombers. Zoom, crop out,
yada yada,
and bye.
You don't take yada yada in life, don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Get iPhone 12 with 5G with no activation fees and nada yada yada. Only at Metro by T-Mobile. Switch to Metro, bring your ID. This offer isn't available for customers currently at T-Mobile or that have been with Metro in the past 180 days.